All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. I'll call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Dahl.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks for coming out, people. Appreciate us having a full room. I enjoy that. Next up, we have a preschool, high school activities update. Mr. Murgle's here to provide that.
All right, thank you for having me here. This year's flying by. We just finished up our winter sports season. We get underway with the spring this weekend, starting Friday night. We had a great winter overall. Our speech and debate team took first in the Eastern A divisionals that we hosted this year, which is pretty awesome. Our coach was the coach of the year in Class A for speech and debate. Wrestling, we took more kids than ever to the state meet. Qualified, you know, we had two that placed, which is pretty awesome to see. So those numbers are growing. We had 18 girls come out this year, and I think we had four last year. Oh, wow. So those numbers are going up. Our boys' numbers are close to 30. So those numbers are shooting up. It's pretty cool to see. Swimming, we had our first state champion. Swim longshore won the 50 freestyle at the state meet. And we had five overall that were all staters in swimming. Winter sports, which is pretty cool to see. Our girls basketball just missed divisional tournament. They went to overtime in a play-in game against Laurel and just lost out. Boys, we just finished this past weekend at the state tournament. They qualified for third in the division place out of our east, and so they automatically qualified for the divisional tournament, but they took fourth. And then they lost their first two games, but they did lose the state champion Dylan Beaver. So, I mean, not a bad showing. I think going in the right direction in our programs. You know, winter was very successful. Baseball starts us off with our home opener Friday night against Dillon. Saturday we have the girls softball. That will be 12 o'clock now and 2 o'clock instead of later. Tennis is home against Corvallis at 1 p.m. And track is on the road. And then our only track meet, if anybody's interested in helping out, is April 15th this year. It's a Tuesday night and it started at 3:30. That board meeting, we've got a council meeting night. Yeah, I'll get out that way. You guys can hold it down there. You don't bring everybody back.
Yeah, okay, it would help you. That'd be a cool thing to help out with. But.
And graduation will be May 30th. So, I mean, this year's flying by.
Yeah.
You know, but I think things are all going in a very good direction at the high school. So, well, we appreciate all the support from the city.
How big's the graduating class this year?
How big? I want to say 140 or so.
Yeah.
Not too bad. No, it's they're going to run it at the high school. I think this will be the last year we'll be able to host it at the high school. I think those next classes are big. I mean, we're freshman class coming in is going to be 180. So it's there's going to be some big classes coming through in the next few years. So, but it's always good to stop and visit with you guys for a few minutes and let us know.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Murgle.
You guys. Have a great night.
Yep. Thanks. All right. Next up, we have the approval of the March 4th, 2025 minutes. You guys have the minutes in front of you. This time, I'd open up to any public comments on the minutes. Seeing none, Council.
Move to approve.
A motion to approve is presented.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. You have any reports? The court reports? I'll be telling you the payments and receipts. As you can tell, been a bit busier than prior years. That leads us to the departmental reports. First up with Amy.
I attended the Transportation Advisory Committee meeting, and I met with Nancy Anderson with Montana AARP. Our FitLock coach is going to be coming back and should have a contract for them for the money they want to give us to run the program. I thought it would be in, I'd have it by this meeting, but I don't, so I'll have to have a new business for next time, or old business for next time, but she's gonna get us that agreement and then everything should run as it did last year. I attended a meeting with the lifeguard trainer and our website person. swim lessons and the pool schedule are pretty much set. It's looking like May 2nd for the registration, opening registration. And seems like they were just here, but the auditors will be here the week of May 5th.
Try to hide your enthusiasm.
And then tomorrow I'll turn in the state insurance auditor report for the fire department. And that should be upwards of $6,800 for them, for the Department Relief Association. And that's all I thought. Answer your question.
Thank you, Amy. Next up is the police department. Chief Sanders has a report on their desk regarding the number of calls for service. I don't know if there's anything else you need to know. You guys have anything you want to find out?
Really, been a good month so far.
Yeah.
A few rests.
Yeah, a good rest. A bad month.
Things are going well. I'm going to participate in a panel interviews for Helena PD this week for their lieutenant's position. So I'll be sitting on that and helping with that. And about it.
Thank you, Deputy Chief Royce. Okay, that leads us to Kevin.
So I will ask a little bit about our auditor, but it is a stressful week or so before Amy, and we appreciate the good attitude she keeps, and pretty much all of the problems that she encounters with that is that this guy maybe perhaps codes things wrong here or there, and Amy has started to call it low-hanging fruit for the auditor to pick on, so we appreciate you very much, Amy. Just a couple things, you guys have my report. The newest thing that I don't really have answers for, but it was somewhat encouraging, I hope, is they're updating the lead and copper rule. It'll go into effect in 2027, potentially. One of the bigger changes is originally they were saying that galvanized lines with that lead whip, which is approximately that 12 to 18 inches of lead, would qualify. Now they're saying that those do not, that that's not enough lead in the service to justify needing replacement. I've had multiple people from DEQ tell me both ways in the last 3 days since I learned this last week at water school. So I don't know for sure which way it is. If there was 100% funding, I would say that's a great thing that we would hope that they qualify. But if there's not 100% funding, I think it's pretty hard to convince people that they need to replace their service line if they're not having issues with it and if it's not causing them health issues, obviously. So keep you guys apprised of that. But that was the biggest change coming out of that lead and copper rule. Met with Mark Morgan. He's with Paradise Farms. If you guys don't remember, he sprays both all of the city properties, school district properties, super good local resident. Just getting him lined out for the summer spraying weeds. The biggest worry he has is just fertilizer costs. Most of his fertilizers come from overseas, and as we know, things are a little bit maybe choppy waters potentially. So we're just watching that and seeing what we need to do there. Just something to be aware of. Amy and I got the fiscal year 26 gas tax stuff all submitted to MDT. We added 1.265 miles of roadways, so a little bit more money in the bank. And then lastly, next week, I'll be participating in that panel discussion with the League of Women Voters at the Lewis and Clark Library. The league starts at 5. So if you want to come down and hear me blabbling about the city, I will be there. Any questions? Okay. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Kev. Thank you, Campbell. Keith Campbell is excused. All right, that brings us to unfinished business. First up is the lovely read of the second reading of the updated East Tonto Floodplain Ordinance. Again, this just gets us in line with all the requirements, and there are no changes other than the one edit Wes requested from last meeting. Yep. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of the floodplain? Being done, Council.
Like a motion to accept.
A motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. The next up is a volunteer fire department purchase of a truck from the county. As I mentioned before, Chief Campbell's up here. I don't think he's gotten the information on this yet. So I would probably have you leave this as an item that will be staying in the unfinished business, unfortunately. But at that point, is there any public comment on it, on the purchase of the Luzerne County truck for the fire department? Seeing none, counsel.
Move to table it.
Motion to table.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor? All right. That brings us up to the first order of new business, which is the request to use Kennedy Park for a car show on May 17th. And Jim Downhauer?
Downhauer.
Sound, that's like Boston Downhauer.
It's German. evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with the United States Warrant Officer Association. We're stationed out of here in Helena. We're putting on a car show May 17th, and this year we're actually giving the funds to the three Helena high schools, Allied Trades programs. We are requesting to do the car show at Kennedy Park and park cars on the grass. In the past years, we brought cardboard if we found any oil leaks or anything, so we try to cover that as much as possible.
Thank you. Any public comment on the request? Council.
Move to approve.
A motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye. I'm just going to follow up on that. Are we still requiring liability insurance when we have stuff going on?
Not typically for something like that, no.
I know we do for bounce houses and whatever else, but right. I didn't know. I didn't see anything on the form. That's why I asked.
Car shows, we haven't been.
No. I didn't think we had, but I hadn't seen it. My point was, I wonder if we should have that on the form or when it's needed.
Okay.
Good idea. All right, that brings us to item number two on the new business, which is a request to use Main Street Park for a craft show on July 12th. It has Julie Barnes here. I don't believe Julie is with us.
It's not. This is, I believe, her fourth year doing the craft show at the park on rodeo weekend. Last year, the smelter workers picnic ran concurrently in the pavilion, and Lenny came in to reserve it to do a second year of that, and that worked out just fine. So the craft show really just needs the grass area of the park, and she wants to mark it out and ask that we not turn the sprinklers on.
Wet crafts. Is there any public comment on the request? Seeing none, council.
Motion to approve the request.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That brings us to a discussion on unauthorized long-term parking. Well, this item comes to us from Mike. What did I miss? Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. What? I have out of order in them, I think.
Who's already there?
You were there. Somehow, oh, there it is. I had them out of order of my thing. Sorry, guys. This is item number three, which is a request for a fee waiver for Main Street Park Pavilion for the VFW Day of Service. And Eric Dunn is here to speak on that.
Evening. Last year, we had a Day of Service first Saturday in May. Council was kind enough to grant us a fee waiver for that. We had 46 participants, including a section that they did just west of town. We did about 7 miles of road, community cleanup projects, picked up garbage, and then we hosted a picnic after for all the participants. Hoping you guys would be kind enough to grant us a fee waiver again. And we've already started working with Kevin, planning everything out. Cost the city a couple bags, and everybody had a great time. So we're looking forward to another good year this year. You guys are kind enough to help us out. Thank you.
Yeah, this again, I heard nothing but great things last year about this one, and I think it's a real positive thing.
One point of clarification, may I ask?
We'll go to public comment real quick. Any public comment on the request? Council.
Only because before public comment, May 3rd is the Saturday, not May 5th.
Yeah, and I was going to say on Julie's dates too. We have the 12th, which is on Monday. I think maybe we're messing up the dates.
That's probably. First is July.
Oh, it's July. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Hers is in conjunction with the.
But it is the Saturday, right?
Here. Is Saturday.
Everything right? We're good.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now we'll do this again. Request for a fee waiver for the. A discussion on unauthorized long term parking. Mike would like to have a conversation with about this. So.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, City Council, City Staff. I'm Mike Hospital with Eagles 4040. And I brought a couple pages of notes to talk about specific incidents, but I'm really, that's really not what I wanted to do tonight. I'm hoping tonight to open a conversation that results in the future in some changes being made and how we kind of look at things downtown and some ways maybe we can do things better and our neighbors around us can do things better as well. The bulk of our issues, there are always those things that the day before a big event, parking lot gets filled up with things that aren't supposed to be there. One of our parking lots is a members-only parking lot. And myself came into town and my phone rang and I looked down with my son. I pulled in the parking lot, talked to my son for a minute on the phone, and a red sedan pulled in next to me. Not thinking nothing about it. We finished our conversation, pushed the off button. Got out about that time, the two folks from the car got out, walked around the end of my pickup and headed for Yatson's. So being the nice guy that I am, really, Judy, I am a nice guy. I stepped out of the pickup and said, excuse me, did you notice that the sign in front of your car says for members only? Are you a member of the Eagles, of any Eagles? He replied with a grunt. She rolled her eyes. And I used to carry a no thank you. We gave him a no thank you letter. We put under their windshield wiper if they left their car in the parking lot. So I gave him his no thank you letter. He promptly crumpled it up and threw it on the ground.
Oh, geez.
And wish the chief was here because he could be proud of me, right? I didn't even raise my voice. It's not my nature. Generally, I do something otherwise, don't I, Jim? But I stepped back, picked up his trash, and reminded him that littering is illegal in the city of East Illinois, and went about my business. The point is that we're going to reach a boiling point, and we're coming to it quickly. Virtually every officer in the Eagles, every member of our staff, from the janitorial staff, the swampers, the manager, have run into these incidents. And we realize that there's folks around us that are kind of stuck. We have talked about all kinds of things, including putting up fences and gates. The truth is, the bulk of our membership don't want that. If they had to get out and open a gate to go in, they just wouldn't go in. Where would they park? They'd park on Main Street in front of somebody else's business. And it's just not really what we want either. We want the patrons to park in the patrons' parking lot, and members to park in the members' parking lot, and folks to understand it. And we understand that sometimes that happens. To us, the perfect example is somebody comes into town with a pocket full of cash and parks in our parking lot and gives some to Cliff's Jewelry and gives some to Stacks and does some of the coffee shop, stops by and leaves a few dollars on our counter, and then gets in their car and goes home and takes their car with them. But we're also that agency that does some crazy backward things and tell folks, you should not take your car out of our parking lot today. They come in, and then when they come in too messed up, they don't get served anyway, and they generally get in their car and at a high rate of speed throw some gravel around and all kinds of good things. But somewhere down the road, we'd really like to find things different. And, we've been told from tow companies that they can't touch the cars. If they're there for a week, you can't touch the car. If they're there for a month, you can't touch the car. And we know that some of our neighbors' businesses need to use a spot for a day or two. We understand. I was a mechanic with Jim. Sometimes it's hard to get parts. It's hard to get things fixed. And on occasion, you got to leave it there for a while. But I think we can work together, solve some of those issues. If we know a big event's coming, those kind of things. But some of these other things beyond our control, we don't really have any ability to stop people from doing it. The employees from Yatsun's were parking in our parking lot. I parked behind a few of them once, and they had to come and ask me to move my pickup.
But I told them I'd had too many drinks and I couldn't move my truck. Again, they wanted to show me how long their middle finger was. I don't know. I guess there's a certain thing about that conversation that leads to people trying to show you how long their middle finger is. But I'm asking for your help. I'm asking that maybe we think about this as we go on. How do we affect it? How do we make it better? How do we solve some of these issues? I don't think that this body or anybody is going to solve human nature issues as time goes on. But we're reaching the boiling point. And at some point, I'm the good-natured guy, but you know, Perry Beach, as big as he is, he's going to reach out and unscrew somebody's head or something, which then you'll be trying to give him a set of cuffs that aren't from Pledge Jewelry. But we're asking for your help. We're open to suggestions. We'll host meetings as we kind of work through issues and try to find good results for folks if we can do that. I will be at your disposal whenever you have questions for me. You know, Amy certainly has my contact information. You know, you can shoot them to me. We'll try to put together something to work. But the clear cut sign is that we're reaching the boiling point. And something, people are going to do things. Even when I tell them don't do that. They're usually the ones telling me don't do that. Hopefully we can do that. I mean, again, if we have any ideas or questions, whatever, I'm open to all kinds of suggestions, but I think it's time we do something.
So just to further this discussion, so I can understand what kind of they require or they ask us here. From a city's perspective, obviously these are private parking lots.
Correct.
We don't, I mean, they're yours. We can't, right. We have no say in what goes on there.
But again, if,
body, we can't.
If the guy that wants to show me how long his middle finger is continues to stick his finger up, not move his car up, and I tear his finger off the end of his hand, it's me that you'll call the bad guy. When he's the...
I mean, yeah, I'm like, they're going to handle any sort of police in like law infractions, but like I just don't know if we have a whole lot of say in parking lots that are private. I mean, correct, Pete?
Correct. We regulate.
Right. If somebody abandons a piece of property on one of these household properties, though, they're going to come to you. I'm coming to you.
We don't typically tow vehicles off private property. I mean, we don't typically enter private property. I think your sign could probably be improved with an agreement with a tow company. We've worked on the regulations here as far as parking in the municipality on how long they can be parked. State law is typically 72 hours and we have a little more process involved in when we actually start towing vehicles here in the city. I know the officers are pretty diligent on responding to those when we do have complaints about specific vehicles. But if it is private property, you guys are welcome to, you know, enforce that to the degree that you think is neighborly in the downtown district.
So are you telling me you're not interested in any further conversation, or are you?
I'm telling you that
we just don't even say
we cannot and won't be able to police your private parking signs. What you can do though is include on there your vehicles will be towed, and
we have that.
Okay, and I would suggest that
we put it on there. We call a tow company. They say we can't touch it.
Why is that? That was my question. That was cool. Why is that? That they say they can't tow it off your private property.
The one that I spoke to said they become liable for theft if that's the case. And I don't know if that's how you guys would see that, but if we call them and have them come and get this vehicle, it's been abandoned there for 2 months. What the hell? I mean, it isn't like we've got security cameras that show how long it's been there. It isn't that we're making things up. It's been there, hasn't moved. Now the tire's flat and all the rest of those things that go on. No, they're not interested. They're understanding. I don't know.
Suggest maybe calling around and trying to find someone who might be able to help you with that.
Sure.
You could, I mean, we could share with the information with the tow company we use. And if you'd like that, who do we use particularly?
So it's a rotational tow. So we just, when we have an abandoned vehicle, we request a rotational tow. Dispatch has a list, and they just go down the list as to who is next on the list. That tow company, not all tow companies do abandons, but then which ones do, they decide, yep, we'll take it. No, we won't. It goes to the next company, and they come and get them. Okay. Now, other private parking lots, Town Pump, for example, they tow their vehicles when they're left in the parking lot. So I don't know why you couldn't do the same thing. Sure. I don't know who they call, if they have a contract with somebody or not.
No, we actually have one of our.
They put a notice on the vehicle.
For Town Pump, so
and they put a notice on the vehicle and they tow it.
And it's 72 hours that you.
That's state law,
state
and
law.
That's highways, which under state laws,
right.
Roadways open to the public. But so for your for private property, it's probably something different. And again, you'd have to work with the tow companies on enforcement within your property. But if you guys have an issue, I think on your private property, that's up to you guys to
sure.
to wrangle. It's just, again, I try to remind folks, like, yeah, it is small town East Ellen, and it feels, you know, like something we should be able to handle. But we are also government entity, and a government entity taking people's personal property, sure. There are due process steps that we have to follow, even on public property, let alone going on to, I mean, we'll get calls from neighbors or even landlords about vehicles just that they don't like how long it's been parked there. But for us to actually enter onto someone's personal private property and confiscate, again, tangible personal property, there's an entire process we go through to the courts. So there are frankly rightful procedures that we need to follow in order to do that. But if you guys have issues on your, if like that parking lot is owned as part of your lot or your private property, you guys are rightful to follow through the proper steps and find a tow company that'll help you with that.
Sure.
And you own both pieces, both parcels.
Yes.
The one next to Cliff's is yours too.
Correct. Yeah, we have the biggest share of parking in downtown, but subsequently we probably have the most amount of abuses, I guess, of the thing. But we're trying to be good neighbors. We try to understand if somebody's there, and like we say, we're tickled to death when somebody comes in to spend the afternoon in town. But when they're leaving their vehicle, or if they're parked directly in front of the sign that says members only, I mean, you'd almost think somebody would, I don't know, have enough gumption to do something, I guess, but no. So,
are you noticing any parking that's being left for long periods of time on Main Street? Has that been a concern in front of your building? Or?
No, not so much. We, you know, to be completely honest with you, sir, we have enough parking in our parking lot. There's no, it shouldn't be an issue for our patrons or the members to park off the street. Now, I'm not telling you that they do that. We have some habitually park directly in front of the club because they don't want to walk more than two steps or three steps to get in the club, you know. And God forbid if they have to park clear down at the fire hall, they have to be the first one to tell you, oh, my God, I had to park clear down at the fire hall. Well, a little walk wouldn't probably hurt you. You know?
Can the list of tow companies that we have, Deputy Chief, be shared with Mike? That maybe would allow abandoned vehicles to be towed?
Yeah, some direction. We could get a list probably through dispatch to see who does that, because not every company takes an abandoned vehicle. When they take it, then there's a whole process on how they take ownership of it, and then they're just going to sell the vehicle and everything in it. So they're trying to make money off of that. So not everybody does that, and I don't know what that. I've never seen that list, but I'm sure we could find a list of companies
that help.
And they typically only do it Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 on an abandoned, so they won't show up at Saturday at
sure.
in the morning or something like that. So.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to pay overtime to the drivers and all that kind of stuff. I understand. That's business. Thank you.
Is there any public comment on the parking conversation?
My own money's across the street from the Eagles. I am kind of a habitual offender, I suppose, with using it. Like Mike said, there's not much parking that's on on Main Street on the state highway. So by their grace, they do allow me to park, but I am probably one of the reasons that Rich sat there. Sometimes there'll be four rigs over the weekend that show up. Again, I don't know. I don't have a glass bowl that says when cars break down, Some will show up, they'll get dropped off, keys will get left in the rig, and then I won't get a call for 3 or 4 days. And then they'll just say, hey, did you fix my car yet? I don't even know who you are. So, Mike, I do appreciate you guys having that grace with me, because it's, parking's a big issue. I try and be a good steward to the rigs that are there, and then I always make sure not to try and block you guys' front door, because if I'm not parking in your guys' lot, then I'm parking in your doorstep. Sure. And that Absolutely. Does seem to be worse. Anyway, it is an issue, and I don't know that there is a fix for it. I don't know if there is something in the future, but I do want to publicly state that I appreciate you guys being gracious with me.
Absolutely.
Okay. I know you guys have that members only parking lot. Like, just for an example, but around town there's one individual I'm just going to use. If you know him, you know him. Who drives a blue FJ, and that rig just he's very conscious about never driving it when he's been drinking, which can be weeks at a time. So that thing will stay. he's a member of he's a member though he is a member. So he parks that members only, but he'll leave it there, and because he's not driving it when he's drinking, which again could be a extended period of time. I don't know what you guys do there in that situation, but that he's parking where he's supposed to, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's tough.
There's an individual that comes in on Tuesday and plays free pool, right? Drinks free water out of the 5-gallon water jug, but he parks in front of Cliffs. And everybody on the staff has asked him, please, don't park in front of Cliffs. And he tells me, will you pay for the door dings?
Yeah, I mean, technically that is a public parking. Anybody can park there. Any time. That's you can park. It's a road. It's not. It's not though. It's public. It's not anybody's. It's public. Anybody can park anywhere in public at any time. That's how public parking works. I mean, that's. I don't know.
I will say this: the city and the police department, specifically, obviously, because they're the ones who do it, are much more active than we used to be, and I don't think overly so. We respond to requests. And they're pretty diligent about it. I know the chief is, I know that these guys are, and the deputy chief. We do respond. It's just when we start entering onto private property, it's when there's just not an ability for us to do that. For all the reasons that you can think of. We are the government coming in, taking people's cars, and all of a sudden your car's gone. There are rights in Montana and America that we just have to be aware of, and although it may seem right on its face, there is some protections for folks. But again, the same goes for private property owners. There's rights that you have as well, and it's up to you to enforce. So
I think it's good that we have members of the business community here that work with each other and are cognizant and polite and like work with each other. I think that shows a lot about each other. Is there any further public comment?
I'm Kevin Schulte. I'm with Galaxy Roasting next to the Eagles. Eagles comes out. They do a great job of picking up after the night before. I appreciate them as a neighborhood. As the downtown businesses, we do struggle with parking. I've got people that complain about having to come from the firehouse for a cup of coffee also. I guess the only thing I was going to suggest is that I have property in Helena as well. And our first thing is we report to the police. They run the plate, make sure that plate's not a stolen vehicle or whatever it may be. And then the clock starts. So as Pete was mentioning, the 72 hours, that is how I understand when the clock starts. It's not that it's been under your cameras for 3 days. So what I would suggest is to your officers or anybody that sees it is that you make that report as quick as possible, because then that clock starts. And certainly wouldn't want you towing anybody's vehicle and then having an issue for the Eagles. On the signs are really difficult to get to work. But what does work is, like, if you've been in the East Helena High School parking lot, is all that paint on the ground. You're like, can I park here? You know, because it's very noticeable. And I don't know if there's anything you could do on them to make it more noticeable, but I think that's the solution, is how can they notice that they shouldn't be parking here. You know, we all see a reflective blue sign. We know it's handicap. We're good. The other ones will most of the time ignore. But I think all of us in that downtown area certainly, you know, have an understanding of how difficult parking is and appreciate as anybody's parking wherever they can to come into our businesses. And I agree. When I see them shop at all the places, that's my favorite. Yeah. So
thank you.
That's it.
Any further public comment?
I'll quick mention this for since most of the business that are down here that, you know, the city has, since I've been here, talked about, you know, options for downtown parking. And it, as you guys know, it's just really limited. There are potentially some options, but it's blocks away, which I just don't know if that would ever really benefit you. But I mean, we have looked at it. We've approached MDT over the years, and unfortunately the angle parking, it just doesn't fit the road width criteria for MDT. So it's not the exact answers you want, but there's, I mean, we have looked at it. The city recognizes that it's challenging, but we can't have one again.
There is a specific answer that we want.
Yeah. And I think the discussion like that is really what, you know, what helps. You know, if it's a few blocks away, it's at least it's an option. It's not that there wasn't any parking.
Sure.
But that's, yeah, I think it's just the discussion of the people are more aware and they see their patrons going in there and it's easier.
Yep.
Any further public comment? Any questions, Council? All right. Well, that was an information only item, so we'll move on. Next up is Lewis Clark Library East on a Branch request to use Main Street Parks, including a fee waiver for the pavilion for summer programs.
It's similar to last year. For the most part, they'll just be on the grass doing their summer programs, but there is, I believe, just one day where they want to set up in a pavilion. It's a musical performance that's available to everyone. That'll be August 6th.
Do they provide any other dates, Amy?
Other.
This is all the dates they want to use it. Yeah. So, like, I guess, you know, we May 24th, I'm just taking for example, it has a time frame on it, right? But some of them just list like a 3:30 p.m. Does that start at 3:30? And like, when does it end, I guess? And then, yeah, most of them have a start in it, I guess.
All right.
Anyway, it's not a big thing. I just wondered about that one.
Well, aren't the highlighted ones the only ones that they want the park pavilion?
Yeah. Yeah. These are the ones they need to get into the pavilion for.
The other ones are on the grass. And there's no conflicts for other things going on those days.
No, it all looked pretty good.
Any public comment on the request? Council.
I move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, brings us to the FitLot AARP collaborative agreement. As Amy mentioned in her report, we don't have that currently, but we'll go through the motions here. Any public comment on the agreement we don't have? Seeing none, Council.
Move to table.
I have a motion to table.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, well, brings us to the end of the fun stuff, and you get the mayor's report, which isn't that super long of time. The mayor was not in the office yesterday, but he was leprechauning around town and had a great time. I also attended the METG open house, which was a really good thing to see all the partners come together. We worked through for the cleanup and all the processes from there, get together in the room and just see him here. It's also really, I think it's neat to have METG have their office upstairs. I think that has been valuable. So, I think most everybody was there and attended it. Well, I was there. And the second big thing we did, me and Kevin met with the two prospective pool managers. A little bit of a different structure we're thinking maybe this year to have co-pool managers. and no head lifeguards. So it'd be regular lifeguards and co-pool managers. That's the preference of the two individuals. They would prefer to share the job as opposed to one of them have it, one be head lifeguard, and then have no head lifeguard. They don't see there's a great need for it. And they are individuals that have worked for us both for 3 or 4 years. 4 years, so these are repeat individuals in the community in there. They've done great. So I think we've got a couple good options there. That's about it for me. Council member, of course, Don.
I also attended the METG open house and the tour. That was nice. Also attended Habitat's Rose Hill meeting they had here in the gym, which was informative. I guess they've got a long way to go before they ever bring something to the council or planning or anything. But anyway, it was interesting to see what some of their thoughts were. That's about it.
Excellent. Councilor Leland.
Nothing to report.
Councilor Feist.
Coffee with the chamber this morning. Good group. It has moved. It's the third Tuesday of every month instead of the fourth. But yet again, a good showing of folks that come out to Easttown, and I'm glad the chamber continues to do that.
Is that coffee any good?
It's mid
coffee.
Lower your expectations.
I just wasn't sure if the coffee was any good. I don't
know. No, Kevin, appreciate all of Kevin's support. And glad to have it, and it is a good group. We fill up the parking, and hopefully maybe people wander around town too afterward. I had a meeting. We recommended for funding to the state opioid abatement trust, a Good Samaritan homeless outreach program. They already have one person that services Helena now, and this funding will go to serve rural Lewis and Clark County, which includes East Helena, east of Helena, up to Craig and Augusta and Lincoln. And so total out of that trust, we have recommended for funding about $510,000 for programs around the county. And the good thing about the programs that have been funded is they serve the entire county, not just the city of Helena. Had a number of applications for those, but the ones that have made it through will serve the entire county. Also an MBAC board meeting tonight. Nothing too new about that. And then did the METG site visit as well. The chamber is hosting a community partner showcase at Brothers Tap Room on Thursday night. McDantum is the host, and they are the folks that, with among many things that they do, they produce some of the parts that allow Guinness to be poured around the world. And so they are going to be serving Guinness at Brothers Tap Room and having a community showcase. So encourage folks to come out to that as well. Should be good. So that's what I got.
Thank you, Councilor Feist. Councilmember Ferguson.
It's kind of like cold coffee.
I don't have anything, Kelly.
Thank you. That brings us to the legal report. City Attorney Elrum.
I do want to hit on the audit issue that we talked about earlier. It is not as routine as we make it here in East Helena to have those audits go on, and as thorough as they are, and as awesome as Amy and the staff are able to get that information to them and get that turnaround. So that is, it seems like a benign issue that we just do every year, but it is not nearly as routine in other cities as we make it here. That is an awesome function that these folks put a lot of effort into. The court is going well. Gavin's doing great as far as prosecution, working with the officers, and the officers keep doing a good job. And I think things are moving pretty darn smoothly there. There are some bills up at the legislature, which I find interesting on how they might apply to a small town like East Helena. I think today we heard one on animals, working animals, that the application, it's nice to be there to be able to present like, well, this is literally the type of things that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. And you can rely on people's common sense, but I proffer that most of our laws are because we have in place, especially criminal laws, are because people act outside of what is common sense most of the time, and we need laws to get them back into line. So we had an interesting hearing on one of those bills today, and I brought up some of the examples that I've seen in my municipal work. There's also one on zoning and parking requirements and, you know, which are frankly probably the product of some things that occur in larger cities and not in smaller towns, but we hear those and see those all the time with some of the development we've seen here in town and some efforts to wrangle that in. And because there's always a balance, and I make no issue with that, but there's probably over requirements and under requirements and some efforts at the state level as far as what we'll be able to do as far as parking for development and things. Essentially a one-size-fits-all solution for every community, which in every district as well, which is concerning, but at the same time, you know, they're proposing it for a reason. So anyway, still working up there. Things are good. And still around here on the weekends, most weekends here on Monday morning. Anytime I don't have a committee hearing, I most of the time come out here and try to chip away at things. And pending your question, that's all I got.
Thank you, Pete. All right, that brings us to payment of the bill. Are we doing that still?
I'm only paying the bills.
I have a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, with that being said, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:15. Thanks, guys.
Good.
I know. Thanks, guys.
You can stay here all night.
Let's not.